David did that. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 232. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. Our reading today is Proverbs 17 through 19. Then we'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for your word, and especially for this book of Proverbs. Help us today, Lord, to become more wise and less foolish as we read. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's dive in. Proverbs chapter 17. Better a dry crust with peace than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son and share an inheritance among brothers. A crucible for silver and a smelter for gold, and the Lord is the tester of hearts. A wicked person listens to malicious talk. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. The one who mocks the poor insults his maker, and one who rejoices over calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of the elderly, and the pride of sons is their father's. Eloquent words are not appropriate on a fool's lips. How much worse are lies for a ruler? A bribe seems like a magic stone to its owner. Wherever he turns, he succeeds. Whoever conceals an offense promotes love, but whoever gossips about it separates friends. A rebuke cuts into a perceptive person more than 100 lashes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. A cruel messenger will be sent against him. Better for a man to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool in his foolishness. If anyone returns evil for good, evil will never depart from his house. To start a conflict is to release a flood. Stop the dispute before it breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the just, both are detestable to the Lord. Why does a fool have money in his hand with no intention of buying wisdom? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a difficult time. One without sense enters an agreement and puts up security for his friend. One who loves to offend loves strife. One who builds a high threshold invites injury. One with a twisted mind will not succeed, and one with deceitful speech will fall into ruin. A man fathers a fool to his own sorrow. The father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man secretly takes a bribe to subvert the course of justice. Wisdom is the focus of the perceptive, but a fool's eyes roam to the ends of the earth. A foolish son is grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. It is certainly not good to fine an innocent person or to beat a noble for his honesty. The intelligent person restrains his words, and one who keeps a cool head is a man of understanding. Even a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent, discerning when he seals his lips. Proverbs chapter 18. Some people like to do things their own way, and they get upset when people give them advice. Fools don't want to learn from others. They only want to tell their own ideas. Do something evil, and people will hate you. Do something shameful, and they will have no respect for you. Words from wise people are like water bubbling up from a deep well, the well of wisdom. You must be fair in judging others. It is wrong to favor the guilty and rob the innocent of justice. Fools say things to start arguments. They are just asking for a beating. Fools hurt themselves when they speak. Their own words trap them. People love to hear gossip. It is like tasty food on its way to the stomach. Someone who does careless work is as bad as someone who destroys things. The name of the Lord is like a strong tower. Those who do what is right can run to Him for protection. The rich think their wealth will protect them. They think it is a strong fortress. A proud person will soon be ruined, but a humble person will be honored. Let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you will not embarrass yourself and look foolish. A good attitude will support you when you are sick, but if you give up, nothing can help. Wise people want to learn more, so they listen closely to gain knowledge. Gifts can open many doors and help you meet important people. The first person to speak always seems right, until someone comes and asks the right questions. The best way to settle an argument between two powerful people may be to use lots. An insulted brother is harder to win back than a city with strong walls. Arguments separate people like the strong bars of a palace gate. Your words can be as satisfying as fruit, as pleasing as the food that fills your stomach. The tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. If you find a wife, you have found something good. She shows that the Lord is happy with you. The poor are polite when they beg for help. The rich are rude with their answer. Some friends are fun to be with, but a true friend can be better than a brother. Proverbs chapter 19. It is better to be poor and honest than to be a liar and a fool. Being excited about something is not enough. You must also know what you're doing. Don't rush into something, or you might do it wrong. People ruin their lives with the foolish things they do, and then they blame the Lord for it. Wealth will bring you many friends, but become poor, and your friends will leave you. A witness who lies will be punished. That liar will not escape. Many people are nice to a generous person. Everyone wants to be friends with someone who gives gifts. If you are poor, your family will turn against you, and your friends will avoid you even more. You might beg them for help, but no one will come to help you. Be a friend to yourself. Do all you can to be wise. Try hard to understand, and you will be rewarded. A witness who lies will be punished. That liar will be destroyed. A fool should not be rich, and a slave should not rule over princes. Experience makes you more patient, and you are most patient when you ignore results. The shouts of an angry king are like a roaring lion, but his kind words are like a gentle rain falling softly on the grass. A foolish son brings a flood of troubles to his father, and a complaining wife is like the constant dripping of water. People receive houses and money from their parents, but a good wife is a gift from the Lord. Laziness brings on sleep, and an appetite for rest brings on hunger. Obey the law and live, ignore it and die. Giving help to the poor is like loaning money to the Lord. He will pay you back for your kindness. Discipline your children while there is still hope. Avoiding it can be deadly. People who are quick to become angry must pay the price. Protect them from punishment, and they become worse. Listen to advice and accept discipline. Then you too will become wise. People might make many plans, but what the Lord says is what will happen. People want a friend they can trust. It is better to be poor than to be a liar. Respect the Lord, and you will have a good life, one that is satisfying and free from trouble. Some people are too lazy to take care of themselves. They will not even lift the food from their plate to their mouth. Punish a rude, arrogant person, and even slow learners will become wiser. But just a little correction is enough to teach a person who has understanding. Those who would steal from their father and chase away their mother are disgusting, shameful people. My son, if you stop listening to instructions, you will keep making stupid mistakes. Using a criminal as a witness makes a joke of justice. People like that only want to do wrong. People who show no respect for anything must be brought to justice. You must punish such fools. Beloved, let's talk a little bit about Proverbs 19. It's hard to avoid zeroing in on the topic of foolishness in this chapter. especially considering the shape of happenings around the world and in the United States. Foolishness abounds, wouldn't you agree? I'm talking about foolishness as described in the Bible. How does Scripture characterize it? Let me quote the website gotquestions.org. They say, "Often in Scripture, a fool is associated with wickedness and a direct denial of God, as in Psalm 53:1. Because God has infinite wisdom," the website continues, "the person who neglects God will naturally miss out on wisdom. He will become a fool. A fool is anyone who does not follow the warnings and commands of God. A fool lacks wisdom, has no concern for others, does not desire to avoid sin, and brags about his sinful actions." The Scripture is clear. We are to avoid living as a fool. Rather, we are to fear the Lord, walk in His wisdom, and follow His ways. We know that, quote, "those who walk in wisdom are kept safe," unquote. Proverbs 28:26. Beloved, when we consider politicians whose corruption brings them riches, Proverbs 19:1 shines. Here it is. "It is better to be poor and honest than to be a liar and a fool." Of course, not all politicians are corrupt or foolish, but it is hard to imagine that the percentage of honest and wise politicians has ever been lower. It seems as if corruption is at an all-time high. And why shouldn't it be? God has been pushed out of most of public life, and God is the source of wisdom and truth. Ergo, foolishness and lies abound. You might be saying, "Steve, it looks like corruption and lying are winning. There doesn't seem to be any consequences for these people. There isn't even any integrity in the courts anymore." Well, yes, it can seem that way. But do not think that God does not see what is going on. He sees, He knows, and He will repay. What we must do is continue to pray for justice. To be sure, we should pray for people to turn from their wicked ways and turn to Him. But for those that refuse, we should pray that justice would prevail. There's nothing wrong with praying that those who want our destruction should themselves be destroyed. David did that. But make no mistake, please, I'm not saying their destruction should come by human hands. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not at all advocating that any person take any destructive or violent action. Not at all. But we can turn them over to God, in whose hands they already are, whether or not they want to admit it. He is the ultimate judge, after all. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And to those of you that are standing with me, praying for our country each and every day, thank you. We believe that the only thing that will right the ship is, as God said in 2 Chronicles 7:4, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Beloved, please stay faithful in your commitment to pray daily for the land that we love. And if you've not yet joined us in this daily time of prayer, I ask that you do that now. The more we have, the better. And if you just send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com with the subject line, "I'm with you," that'd be great. You don't even have to put anything in the body of the email. This will just let me know that you're on board with us. And by the way, I'm not going to use your email for any other reason. I won't put you on a list or sell your address. I would just like to know who's with me in praying for our country. To find out what Bible translation I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, look for episode number 232, or just check your podcast app. Please tell your friends about the podcast. That's the best way to grow the audience and help more people to get more of God's Word into their life. Have them get their device out and show them how to subscribe. Our reading tomorrow will be Hosea, chapters 1 through 7. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm glad that you're with me. Bye.